Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the entrepreneurs one on one. I'm your host Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. Today we're honoring our military veterans, and we're meeting with Kevin Wilkerson of the Marco's Pizza franchise opportunity. And Kevin and Laurel Wilkerson own a Marco's Pizza franchise in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Kevin spent 24 years as an Army infantry officer and retired in 2005 as a full colonel. We're going to be talking to Kevin about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com. Where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Kevin Wilkerson, who is a franchisee to the Marco's Pizza franchise opportunity. And Kevin and Laurel Wilkerson own a Marco's Pizza franchise in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And Kevin spent 24 years as an Army infantry officer and retired in 2005 as a full colonel. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, Marty. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Kevin, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today?
I'm actually over in Tulsa, Oklahoma right now. I actually reside in the Oklahoma City area.
Okay.
I'm over doing some training in Tulsa, so I'm calling you from Tulsa today.
Oh, fantastic. How's the weather out there today, Kevin?
It's wonderful.
It is. That's good. It's a beautiful part of the country.
Some aviation training, so it's a good day to be doing that.
That's fantastic. I thought maybe, you know, first off, if I could start off just, you know, thanking you for protecting and serving our country, Kevin, for 24 years as an Army Army Infantry Officer, and I know you retired in 2005. I thought, you know, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about your military background.
Well, sure. Grew up in Oklahoma and was on a four-year Army ROTC scholarship out of the University of Oklahoma. It was actually a program to produce airline pilots, but I got into the Army ROTC and discovered that I really liked being around infantry soldiers and around troops, and felt like the Army was centered around that. So I did not fly in the military. I stayed with the infantry, which is pretty similar to what I do today, because a lot of franchising that you talk to and people that are involved in franchising are involved in the people business.
Right.
And I think that as veterans look at this, that's one of the aspects of franchising that they should take into consideration. Went into the Army and always had a business bent and always interested in business. Very much enjoyed the military, moved very quickly through the ranks. Harvard master's degree, so a lot of educational opportunities. But always in the back of my mind, I was always very interested in owning my own business and doing something in the business world. In 05, decided to retire early. Was up for another promotion and decided that it was time for me to jump and to follow a different path. And at that point, retired. And as you mentioned in the intro, my wife, Laurel, was a JAG officer for 20 years. And she retired a couple years later. We actually settled in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay.
And ran across Marcos. At the time, Laurel was working in a law firm. I had looked for an existing business. I really hadn't focused as much on franchising at that time, but was looking for an existing business. Ended up starting a mergers and acquisition firm to help people look for businesses. And at the end of the day, ran across a friend of mine who had discovered Marco's Pizza. And I think what really put me, well, the rest of that story, then I'll come back to Marco's for a minute. Because of Marco's, I shut down the M&A firm, Laurel quit the law firm, and we relocated from Georgia back to Oklahoma simply to bring Marco's to Oklahoma.
Right, right.
And so it was a relocation across the country for this franchise. And I think what brought us to that point was, first and foremost, the product. And one of the things I would tell veterans out there as they're looking at moving into their next stage of their life is find something you can really be proud of. And a Marco's Pizza, it's made fresh every day. We make the dough fresh every day. The cheese is never frozen. It's larger portions of meat. And the sauce recipe is from our founder, Pasquale Giammarco, who actually immigrated here from Italy. So it's his family recipe.
It's a great story. And we've had them on the show before, Kevin. And yeah, actually, I think we've had Marcos on the show twice. And, you know, I've heard nothing but good things about the Marcos franchise opportunity. Did you see yourself going into this particular industry? You know, I mean, there's, I guess there's about like 80 industries out there in franchising to choose from, and then you got like 2,500 opportunities. So it must be difficult sometimes to, I guess, just, you know, set on that one opportunity and what you're going to go with. Was there a lot of like soul searching, or did you just know?
It is difficult. And when you're in the military and you know you're going to be transitioning into another career field, as you said, Marty, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities out there.
Yeah.
Once I found Marco's, it was a very easy decision to make once I found it.
Right.
And that's why I appreciate programs like yours that help people, you know, educate themselves and discover what they have a passion for.
Thank you.
But, you know, there's so many opportunities out there. You've got to focus on them and then find something. What's interesting to me is I had not envisioned myself in the food industry. When I was in the M&A world, I wouldn't even sell a restaurant. I wasn't interested.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And so here I am. I mean, we have a 40-store territory, 10 stores, well, actually 12 stores in development. We own 5 of those, and so it's kind of a funny transition from not wanting to be involved in restaurants to being this deep into it. But programs like yours help educate the public and help them find brands like Marco's, so I appreciate that.
Thank you. You said something interesting, too, Kevin. You said that, you know, what you do today is really kind of similar to what you did in the past. You know, we've heard that, you know, from gentlemen like yourself, you know, who have served in the military and kind of compare franchising, that there's a lot of similarities between franchising and the military. I thought maybe, you know, you could talk a little bit about some of those similarities.
Well, there are. And, you know, the similarities that seem at the surface, people recognize that you're part of a larger organization, that you're
right.
part of a system, that you're buying a system, and that you go in and execute that. And military people are very good at learning the rules of the game and playing that game very well. And I think that's a real draw for franchisors to veterans to look at. There are some things that aren't as apparent that I think both parties should think through. One is that not only do you have the franchisor as part of your team, but much like the military, you've got other franchisees all over the country that are having similar experiences or having ideas that they're sharing that really makes this larger than yourself. And
right.
what you find with a lot of military people is they enjoy being part of something larger than themselves, serving the country, being part of an outfit, and building those friendships over the years from guys that move all over the country, but you still stay in touch. Franchising avails you to building those same friendships with people. I'm in Oklahoma and got friends in North Carolina or Colorado or, you know, all over the country, Georgia, that you share ideas with.
Right.
I think that's something that's not well publicized sometimes, particularly for somebody that's getting into a system. The rest of that is military people have a hard time, and I think a lot of people coming out of corporate America, they have a hard time finding something that's as big as what you were doing before.
Right.
Marco's Pizza offers me that opportunity because in the development stage, I'm involved in site selection, lease negotiations, construction, working through municipalities and permitting. So there's a lot of that business that's involved. And then once you have the store up and operating, you're looking at personnel issues, hiring, workman's comp, insurance, and then the marketing side of it, developing your print and what works well, looking at the competition, pricing. You move into training, operations, logistics. So there's just such a myriad of things that business owners are involved in when they're in a Marco's Pizza that it's pretty exciting.
You wear a lot of hats, it sounds like, Kevin. It's when you're a franchisee, don't you?
Well, I think all franchisees do, yeah. The really successful franchisees embrace that, and they build teams around them that help. We've built a great team of people, and we have great partners, both through Marco's as franchisor and our suppliers that just make us very successful.
That's great. I like how you mentioned, too, about the whole, you know, sharing of best practices, because that's something, and you would know this, you know, being in the industry where, you know, we're helping assist, like, sell businesses and things like that, where you don't really get that, do you, sharing of best practices, you know, where you can call, like you said, your friends in North Carolina or really anywhere in the United States and, you know, share those ideas or bounce problems off of them. I guess if you were to go at this alone, you know, and just kind of call it, you know, Kevin and Laurel's Pizza, you wouldn't be able to do that, would you?
Well, you wouldn't. And, you know, people that look at franchising, we all know that a common concern is, well, am I getting my money's worth out of my royalties? And
right.
certainly we do in Marco's Pizza, but beyond that, I don't think people think the broader term of this is also a benefit of your royalties in having those best practices. And so someone who discovers a new way of marketing, something that just a small nuance that makes a big difference, we're sharing that across the country. And that's exciting. Something that, a way to maintain one of our pieces of equipment that maybe somebody hadn't ran across. Those ideas are coming back and forth across the country.
Absolutely. What is it about Marco's? I know Marco's has been very big at working with military veterans in the past, or, you know, so I've read. Did they provide financial assistance to you, Kevin, in getting started or, you know, helping you get the business off the ground?
Yes, absolutely. Marco's Pizza is, yes. Marco's Pizza is part of the Vetran program.
Okay.
And as veterans start looking at transition, they ought to look at Vetran and look at the benefits. In our case, they do a discount off of the franchise fee up front.
That's great.
For the stores. And that assists you financially, obviously. And Marco's has really embraced the military background that people bring to the game. Sometimes it's hard to translate the value that a military member gains in the service
Right.
Because a lot of people look at military people as autotrons who simply learn to follow orders.
Right.
Nothing could be further from the case. There's a lot of innovation, a lot of thought that goes into decision-making in the military. And Marcos discovered that early on and really embraces that. But from a financial standpoint, absolutely. Marcos assists their veterans in becoming franchisees up front.
I think that helps in the beginning too, doesn't it, Kevin? Because, and again, you know this, is there's a lot of those expenses or sometimes maybe even unanticipated expenses for like new entrepreneurs, you know, just starting not only franchises but really any type of business opportunity. I think so many of them are shocked the first year how much money is going out and how little is coming in, you know. So I think that does help, doesn't it, that, you know, Marcos does provide that.
It does. It helps both in a hard cash perspective. It also helps from a standpoint of you're putting your money where your mouth is.
That's true.
And because of our business model and the way that Marcos works, and certainly I'd encourage anybody that's interested to get an FDD and study that FDD, but the Marcos pizzas cash flow pretty quickly, pretty well, so that helps offset those concerns that you have as you're first coming out of the military.
I was at the franchise show at the Jacob Javits this year, and it was a really big turnout this year. It was nice to see, but you can see that there were a lot of military veterans there, you know, in their uniforms. What advice would you have for your fellow veterans who are looking into buying a franchise opportunity, Kevin? Because as we were saying earlier, you know, there's just so much out there to choose from. You, it's the 75, 80 industries, about 2,500, 3,000 different types of opportunities. Where do you begin? What would you say to them?
Yeah, Marty, I'd tell them two things. First one is, and I'll give you the two broad topics, then we can talk a little more detail on each.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I'd tell somebody is, throw your net wide and broaden your perspectives of what you're willing to consider. As I mentioned to you, I hadn't really considered food industry for a number of years before I got into this. The second thing I would tell you is follow a passion. You absolutely have to be passionate. I mean, anyone that tells you that owning your own business or owning the franchise isn't work, then you probably ought to run away. It is.
Yeah.
It works. But if you're enjoying what you're doing, it makes the good days great, and it makes the bad days good. I mean, it really does. So let's start with that, the passion. You know, if you have a passion for the product, for the service that you bought into, for the system that you're part of, I think that passion translates into success. And, you know, there are days when you're going to have to push through adversity, just like veterans did in the military.
Right.
And it's so much easier to do when you're convinced that you're on the right path and you're on the right concept and you're doing the right things. And so, you know, every business is going to have those days. So I think the passion is a key point that I would share. The other part that I mentioned was throwing that net wide. You know, and I think it would help military people. A lot of people in the military develop planning skills, multitasking skills that are very well honed. Look at your criteria of the types of attributes you want in a business and then see if those fit. And I'll give you an example, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I wanted something that included recurring revenues, it was scalable, it had a good return to investment, and that had a wide appeal to people. Now, Marcos Pizza meets that. But at first glance, you know, you think about reoccurring revenues, you think in terms of your cell phone policy and or an insurance policy.
Right.
You don't necessarily think about a pizza place.
Right.
But, you know, if you've got great service and you've got a great product, then you're going to have reoccurring revenues in this industry. And you're in control of your destiny in that case. So I think by applying the right attributes for you personally, you can look at a number of industries that may appeal to you that you might not have considered otherwise.
Yeah, it's interesting that you said that, Kevin, and it's been an interesting theme on our show the last 6 years, you know, especially talking to franchisees and people like yourself, is that, you know, a lot of them say that they were surprised at the franchise that they selected or got into. They said, like, in a million years, they never saw them getting into whether it's a doggy daycare or a senior care industry or whatever it may be, you know. And so I think that's very powerful advice that, that you just gave to our listeners. So what are your plans for the future? I mean, it sounds like there's some expansion going on already, or plans to expand from what you're doing now.
Well, absolutely, Mark. We purchased a 40-store territory in 2010. We're ahead of our development schedule right now. We have three properties in development as I speak, and we're continuing to look for great sites and continuing to build Marco's Pizzas across our territory. So we're not slowing down any right now. The economy hasn't slowed us any. We're finding the funding that we need. We're finding great opportunities. And so we're going to continue both personally and organizationally to build Marco's Pizzas throughout our territory. And Marco's Pizza overall is on the same upward trend. I mean, we're the fastest growing pizza chain in the nation, and we continue to keep that pace.
That's fantastic. What's been the most, I guess you could say, rewarding thing that's happened to you since joining the Marco's family, Kevin?
Beyond financial, Marty?
That's always a good one, right?
Yeah, you know, it's been a great concept for us. But I guess on a personal basis, you know, it's extremely rewarding to have somebody come up to you and say, thanks for bringing great pizza to Oklahoma. That's phenomenal. It almost harkens back to walking through an airport in uniform and people thanking you for serving your country.
Right,
it's amazing that people are that excited about the product. And the other thing that's really rewarding is we're a first employment kind of business. So it's really exciting to see a kid that you hire, it's his first job, and you watch him develop over the next couple of years as a member of society, and his work ethic, how he understands how business works. That's just been really rewarding, to be involved with the people aspects of this from a customer and from an employer standpoint.
That's interesting. The other tough question is, what about challenging? What's been the most challenging for you, Kevin?
I think probably the most challenging for us, it comes back to employees and people. In order to grow as fast as we do, it really centers around the right people. And you gotta bring that team together. And particularly, you can find a lot of good general managers. And I say that's not always true, but we found great general managers that help us get where we need to go. And we find a lot of employees, as I mentioned earlier. It's that middle group of shift leaders in our industry that we're going to have out there helping us run those stores. That it may not be a career move for them, but it's
right.
A great position for them now. And the challenge is to find those people and really bring them into your culture and make sure that they're holding all the standards that we expect at Marco's Pizza.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Kevin, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee like yourself, or just anything relating to Marco's Pizza? Any websites they can go to, any numbers?
Absolutely. Marco's.com, real easy. The process is simple. We'll lay out next steps for you. Would love to talk to anybody that's interested, and we'll put you in touch with the right people.
That's fantastic. Congratulations again, Kevin, on all your success. And once again, thank you for protecting and serving our country for so many years. If it wasn't for people like yourself, we wouldn't be able to do this show. So thanks once again, and hopefully I'll get to shake your hand one day.
Marty, it's a pleasure talking to you. Have a great weekend, and appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. And we'll be back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting franchise interviews now almost 6 years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Sean Folk, who is a military veteran who's done very well in franchising, and Sean's going to give some great advice to perhaps some other military veterans who are looking to go into their own franchise. So, here we go.
So, it sounds kind of obvious, but why did GFC Management start this program then, Sean? You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think they saw the opportunity out there to find someone who is going to come in and execute that system. Like you were saying a minute ago about there's some people out there who franchising ends up not being right for them. They think they can either do it better or what corporate says it doesn't work for them. You know, so we have those franchisees as well, you know, some of them who just kind of bucked the system along the way. And sometimes, you know, they have great ideas, but other times it almost seems like they make it harder for themselves. If they would just execute the system, they would be so much better off. So, you know, and me talking to our franchisor, and they saw my success, and I do preach talking about the system. I say the system's there, execute it, just follow along. And I'm not saying that you just have to be a sheep and just do whatever mm-hmm. they tell you. I question them at times. I challenge them at times. I say that I don't think that's going to work. And we work together to try to, mm-hmm. to make changes. So I'm not saying that you have to come in and just be blind and walk along the way. But I am saying that that person, like a veteran, who comes in and understands that it's collaborative work, working together to make things better, I think that is the person that they're really looking for. So they saw an opportunity in offering it to veterans, and with the programs that are out there with the IFA and the VetFran system that's out there, knowing that there's tens of thousands coming back every year right now, we saw an opportunity to take advantage of people who are going to be successful.
Wow. So what should veterans consider when contemplating franchising, then, Sean? What would you say to them?
Well, I think they should consider, like what we were talking about earlier, kind of what they're interested in the first place. Definitely do a lot of due diligence. Make sure that you understand what you're getting into. Ask a lot of questions. I would encourage them to ask if in the system that they're interested in, like Great American Cookies, ask if they have veterans in their system already and try to talk to them, because I think a veteran talking to a veteran gives a whole different perspective on things and an understanding of what it really takes to be successful in that system. And so ask that question, and you got to know your finances, and you got to know what the qualifications are, and that's part of the due diligence of knowing what you're getting into.
That's a good point. Just speaking to franchisees in general, too, just as try to speak to as many as you can. Do plenty of due diligence.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's a lot of effort from the development team of a franchisor to say, here's a list of franchisees that you may want to call and find out about our system. Well, I think if a veteran's coming in, they ought to say, well, are any of these veterans? And if not, can I talk mm-hmm. to a veteran? And I think they have a whole different language that they communicate on. And I think that they can get a different picture and a more accurate picture that relates to them a little bit more.
It's also good to see so many franchise systems part of the VetFran program.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.